Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Vayera, the parsha that begins with Bikur Chaylim and ends with the Akedah. So let's start with the Akedah. I'd like to make a point about a pasuk. V'hine ayel achar nechaz besvach bekarnav. As you all know, after the Malach Hashem tells Avraham, atishlach yodcha el hanar, not to do harm to Yitzchak, Avraham looks, v'hine ayel achar nechaz besvach bekarnav. And he sees a ram that is caught in the woods, caught in its horns. I'd like to make a point about this pasuk, which has three steps. The digduk of the pasuk, the pshat in the pasuk, and avart, which are all connected. V'hine ayel achar nachaz besach bekarnav. It's not. V'hine ayel achar. And there was another ram that was stuck in the woods in its horns. No. Then Ayalachar is not another ram. There was no first ram. The first was Yitzchak. It wasn't a ram. It's not Hine Ayalachar Nechaz Vesach Bekarnav. No. Hine Ayal. And there was, what do you know? Hine, surprised. There was an Ayal. Achar Nechaz Vesach Bekarnav. Afterwards, it got caught in the woods and its horns, and Avram was able to take it and shecht it. Was after Avram Avinu was told not to sacrifice his son, that is when the incident happened with this ayah, with this ram that got caught. So the digduk of it is not ayo achar, but v'hine ayo achar nechaz v'chazot. Afterwards it got caught in the woods with its horns. So this is the digduk of the pshat. What's the nafkamin if it happened before or afterwards? So the parshim say, the Rishbam says that the malach caused it to get caught the svach bekarnav. In other words, it hadn't happened before. And well, why do you know? Avraham Avinu accuses a carbon. No, the malach deliberately caused this to happen so that Avraham Avinu would have an offering of a carbon. Others say, because otherwise maybe it was a ram whose owner deliberately tied it to the bushes to come back for it later. Avraham Avinu wouldn't be allowed to take it. He didn't know if it's hefka. Avraham Avinu saw, after he saw it was a wild ram, a lost ram, and it got caught, and then he was able to take it. So that's the pshat in Achar, and afterwards, Nechaz Besvach Bekarnav. In the Sefer David Tov, he says an additional reason, a vart in why this happened. When Avraham Avinu was going to the Akedah, the Medrash tells us how the Malach HaMavis tried various tricks in order to stop him. In order to prevent him, he came to him as a tzaddik, and he said, Avram, what are you doing? It's not the right thing to shecht your son. He came to him as somebody blocking the travel. He came to him in many, many forms. So the kasha is, maybe this malach is also a shliach of the malach HaMavis. Maybe. But you could have the malach calls to him, and he says, "Atishach yodchel anar." How does Avraham Avinu know? Maybe this is also a Malach HaMavis trick. The answer is, Avraham Avinu saw that this Malach prepared another animal to be a carbon. He said, "A Malach HaMavis is shliach, will try to get me to stop, but he wouldn't prepare for me the ability to do a mitzvah." And therefore, he understood that's not the avoid of the Malach HaMavis. Malach does one shlichus. He doesn't do two shlichus. If he's sent to stop him, he's sent to stop him. He wouldn't have a second job to prepare for him a ram to offer. And that's how he understood that this was an honest to goodness. The Yikra Elam Malach Hashem in Hashemai was a Malach Hashem calling to him. This is a thought that starts with Digduk and ends with something of a Hesber. Once we're on the topic of Digduk, I would make another point, and that is that when the Malachim come to light, they say in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yishalchenu Hashem l'shachasa. Hashem sent us to destroy it. There's an old rule which I mentioned on numerous occasions that the word Shin Lamed Ches, Shlach, send, which I believe appears in every parasha in the Torah, the word Shlach sometimes appears with a dagesh in the Lamed and sometimes without a dagesh in the Lamed. And the difference is that when it has a dagesh in the Lamed, it's binyan kaved. It's a one-way trip. It's somebody being sent in a strong way. It's a one-way trip. So therefore, there's a dagesh in the Lamed. When there's no dagesh in the Lamed, it's to go and come back. The parsha shalach, shalach l'cha anoshim, send people, they're going to come back. But yishlach yakeh malachim, they're going to come back. No dagesh in the Lamed, that's binyan kal. And this is an old rule that we have seen time and time again fits. Uh-oh, here it doesn't fit. The Yishalachem Hashem l'shachasa, there's a dagesh in the Lamed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent these malachim to destroy the city and come back. It wasn't a one-way trip. Why does it say the Yishalachem with a dagesh? Huh? Akasha? Don't say the rule might be wrong. I've already pointed out this rule is in a Rashi in Parshas Noach. I probably spoke it out one year in Parshas Noach. Here, it's fair. Fortunately, if you take out Mekrois Gedolei Chumash, you'll see that both the Rashbam and the Chizkuni ask the Kasha. Isn't that great? Mamish see our rule beferish in easy language. Rashbam says that why is it the Gusha? Why is the Lamed have a Dagesh? The Malachim were not sent on a one-way trip. And they both answer the same thing. They say, with a Dagesh is binyan kaved. It's a strong sending. Typically, it means a one-way trip. Over here, where they were sent to destroy a city, that's also always called a strong sending. It's a sending that's kaved. That's with a kaved rush, that was a challenge. So here it's Dagesh, it's the Gusha, even though they're coming back, but still, it's a binyan kaved type of sending. So, besides answering this pasuk, we have here another Maramukim for our rule. And once I'm telling you something about Digduk and something else about Digduk, I just want to point out that in this week's parasha, before Sheni, the word Chaya, it is mispronounced, it changes the meaning. It says that Lamoyed Oshav Elecha Keis Chaya Ulesara Bein. That Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, I'll be back in a year and Sarah will have a child. The word Chaya, pronounced with the accent on the Ches, is a midwife. If a Bakira says, Lamoyed Oshav Elecha Keis Chaya Ulesara Bein, he says that Rosh Hashanah said, I'll come back in a year, there'll be a midwife, and Sarah will have a son. Well, maybe that's what Hashem is Baruch Hu meant. Maybe he meant the midwife. But no. The trup is not on the ches. The accent is on the yud, kes chaya. A year's living time. A year of the same time, chaya. In a year's living time, or Sarah Bain, it doesn't mean a midwife. And therefore, it has to be chaya and not chaya. So what do you know? Three dikduk items in one time at the end of the parasha to say properly b'nei ayol achar nachas b'shachach b'karnav, to put the space in the right place. V'yishalchenu Hashem l'shachasa, it's not a difference in the way we pronounce it, but it is a digduk rule of the dagesh, and here in the beginning of the parasha, chaya. In the beginning of the parasha, it seems we're working from the end of the parasha back to the beginning this week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avraham Avinu, Zok Rashi, Levaker Es HaChaylam, to do Bik HaChaylam, be Mevak HaChaylam, Yem Gimel Lemilase, the third day of his Bismillah. Question, the Gemara in the Darm Daf Mem defines Bik HaChaylam as looking out for the needs of the Chayla, whether it involves his food, his drink, his dress, his comfort. Bik HaChaylam means to look and what the chayla needs. Where do we see here that there was a big chaylam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited him to, I don't know exactly, Ram Avinu, what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited him. There was some type of Gilui Shechina and of some type. But be that as it may, it's not the Bika Chaylam that seems to be referred to there. Interesting. No, the answer seems to be very, very geschmack. Just the opposite is a limud here. It was Bika Chaylam. Shmarach came to see what Avraham needed. You go to someone, see what he needs. You're worried about him physically, his eating, his drinking, his car. You go to the chaylam in the hospital, even taking care of it at home, he usually has the things he needs. But Kaviyachol, the Rishon is teaching us, sometimes what the person needs is not a physical help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Avraham his need. What was his need? To have archim, to have guests. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked to see what Avraham needs. He saw what he needs. Many chaylim need to feel useful, especially people who are lo aleinu, sick for a while. They need, the biggest gift you could give them is not to cover them, not to feed them, but to make them feel a purpose in their lives. The chaylim very often have so much to offer, especially elderly people who talk about in life, in a time period that you won't be able to find out about anymore. What it was like, the challenges that you had in a previous generation. Chayla needs food and drink, comfort, certainly. Chayla also needs that somebody should put his head, his mind, into figuring out what will make him happy. And very often, the beginning of this parsha is an important lesson. You want to make the give the chayla what he needs. Guess what? Make him feel useful. And so, with that thought, I want to wish one and all an absolutely extraordinarily wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayera, meaningful Shabbos as we head into a long winter's man. Don't waste your Shabbosis. Make sure you have the Masechta or the Perek that you're learning a blot a week every Shabbos. Everybody has to have a Shabbos Masechta. During the week, you have a certain amount of time to learn. You have a Seder Alimud. You have so much more available time on Shabbos. You got to have your Shabbos Masechta, your Shabbos Perek. And so, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh. Make it so. Kol tov.